We've been trying to get a straight answer from the New South Wales government on a story that we covered last month. You may remember we spoke to Yvette Darth, the Queensland Attorney General, after the Sunshine State managed to ban those offensive wicked campers. On some of these vans, they promote rape. They describe sex acts in detail. They refer to women as sluts. And this is all in huge writing for the world to see. I was stuck behind one of them about a month or so ago as I was making my way into work. And I thought to myself, like, I've got a daughter who's 5 months, almost 5 months old. And I thought, imagine fast forwarding 15 years. And if Pearl was sitting in the passenger seat and we're right behind this grubby van, what my reaction would be. And then I think I decided, well, if I find myself in this scenario again and the wicked camper van is parked somewhere, then I'll wander into a hardware store and I'll get some spray paint and I'll fix the situation myself. But in Queensland, they've come up with a way of getting these things off the roads. And I said that the last time we discussed it, that we'd contact the New South Wales Attorney General to see if they were considering similar legislation in New South Wales. So just have a listen to this history for a moment, and you'll then appreciate just how slowly the wheels of government move. On the 17th of February, we contacted the New South Wales Attorney General, Mark Speakman's office, because we wanted to get him on the show to get his thoughts on whether we could do in New South Wales what they've done in Queensland. So that was the 17th of February. We then contacted his office again on the 21st of February to see if we could get him on the show to discuss the same issue. We got a statement back from his office later that day saying some vans certainly show offensive material. Gee, thanks, Scoop. The New South Wales government will give consideration to the legislation introduced in Queensland. So after receiving that statement, we then contacted his office again to say, can we get him on the show to discuss it? Because sometimes they give you the statement because they're giving you the fob off. His office told us that they would get back to us regarding an interview, but they never did. So we tried again a week later. It's now the 2nd of March. Mr. Speakman's office told us he's not available today, but will possibly be free tomorrow or early next week. So the next morning, on the 3rd of March, we contacted his office again to say, what about today? You said he might be free tomorrow. Is he free? Well, late that afternoon, Mr. Speakman's office called us back to tell us that the Attorney General is not responsible for this type of legislation. Mr. Speakman's office told us that the Roads Minister would be the person responsible, so we should address all inquiries to Melinda Pavey, the New South Wales Roads Minister. But that's 2 weeks after we first contacted his office and after they suggested he'd be available later in the day or the next day or the next week, and after he'd also given us a statement on this very issue saying some vans certainly show offensive material. So why did it take 2 weeks for the New South Wales Attorney General to discover, allegedly, that it's not his job to look after things like this, even though the Queensland Attorney General clearly thinks it is and she's managed to get these things off the road? It took Mark Speakman's office 2 weeks to realise that they're not responsible for this issue. Not a day, not 2 days or 3 days, 14 days. So now, after all of this, we've now contacted Melinda Pavey's office for an interview. So while Queensland just makes stuff happen, New South Wales is still trying to figure out who could possibly make it happen. No wonder things move so slowly.